Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Playoffs.
Snow? He said snow.
Mark Cabali is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. He's also on our YouTube channel. Donnie Football and I will be out at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville on Friday for a Donnie Football Friday. All kinds of things going on with free coffee, I think discounted apparel, Steelers merch floating around different 84 Lumber stores around the area. Come and say hello to Donnie and I. That would be wonderful. All right, big boy, the story of the week. Who's going to play, in your opinion, Rodgers or Rudolph?
I think Rodgers is going to play, but the only way they can get around that is if he's not medically cleared, right? I think that's the only out that they can use. Maybe if Tomlin doesn't want him, doesn't think he's going to be up to snuff, or he wants to hold him out a week. I don't think Tomlin would go to Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, I need you to sit down in Chicago. I just don't think that happens. Aaron Rodgers, regardless of what happens, is going to say he wants to play. Maybe they could hide under the he's not medically cleared. I think ultimately he does play. He has a finite amount of time left in his career.
Yeah.
You think he wants to give up a Chicago game? Who?
No.
Let's face it, Chicago hates him. The city hates him, and probably for a good reason. I mean, he's a little – throws a couple darts at him here and there and beats him all the time and says he owns him and doesn't pass up a time to, you know, get under their skin. So I think Rodgers ends up playing. It might not be the right call because I think Mason can be as effective, but I just don't see the management going that decision, that route. I just don't see it.
I don't either. I think if he's capable, he'll play, and that's the way it'll be. But honestly, if you know, you have two – you know, this is a good three-game stretch, Mark. We were talking about this earlier. You have this game, which is an NFC game. You also have two big AFC games coming up. So let's say he's not exactly where he needs to be, and there could be some risk involved. Do you think at that point they go to him and say, hey, we're looking out at these big games we have coming up against teams in our own conference, if there's a, you know, if it's not close to being 100%?
Yeah, the thing is Bob, you hold him out this week. Is a broken wrist going to heal in a week? I mean, you're still going to be back at that same – crossroads next week and maybe the week after that. I do really believe that if he's – I don't think it would really hinder him that much to be able to go in there with a broken arm. If he's able to stabilize and he feels comfortable, I still think he could take snaps. Maybe the handoffs might be a little bit different. Maybe, maybe not. But this might be an opportunity to go to Chicago where he's familiar, where he's, lack of better words, motivated to get his game a little bit back on track that might have been a little bit sidestepped the past couple of weeks here. So, like I said, unless they want to keep him out for those reasons, Bob, they're going to present it as he's not medically cleared.
Well, that's interesting because Dulac said that I don't think it'll be Rodgers' call. I would imagine that Aaron, who has been very happy seemingly so far in his Steelers tenure, would not be pleased if he thinks he can play and they tell him he's not medically cleared. I think that could cause a little bit of an issue.
I think
it will be Rodgers' call, actually. I do think it will be. You say
they might go in third quarter. Try to go back in. So why would he be a week later saying, no, I'm not playing?
Well, sure. But the point of contention here is if he wants to play and they tell him he's not medically cleared, he's going to be pissed. Do you agree?
And he'd probably say something. Unless the medical cleared is just a lie. You know, Tomlin wants to hide it as that's the reason why, where he just feels like it's out of Aaron's hands. It's out of his hands. He's just doing what the doctors say.
Yeah,
I can't see Aaron sitting back for that. If he feels like he should be playing, he's going to say.
All right. Overall, his assessment over the last game and a half that you sent, injury aside.
I think he played decent the other day, right? In the first half.
Well, the first drive.
You're talking about
Aaron? Yeah, the first drive.
He still looks skittish to me, Mark. You?
I don't know if I say skittish. I don't think a 20-year veteran, I don't care how old he is skittish. If he was skittish, he'd be throwing the ball out of bounds rather than trying to scramble for 12 yards. I'd say maybe uncomfortable.
Okay. There's a fine line there, but I'll go with that. Yeah.
I mean, I think I was really noticeable in L.A. that he was a little uncomfortable. I don't know the lack of comfortability is.
What is the source of the uncomfortable state? What do you think it is?
Probably dropping back and seeing nobody's open.
Okay.
That'll do it.
And knowing guys are bearing down on you because nobody's open.
Hey, you wonder why they threw the ball to Kenny Gainwell and Darnell Washington because the guys are open.
You'd think the Bengals would have caught on. Hey, Kenny Gainwell is catching all the passes. Should we cover him? Mark, let me ask you this. It sounded like in the kernel of your answer before that you think Rudolph might be a better option even if both guys are healthy right now. Do you believe that?
Well, I think Rudolph is a solid player.
Is he a better player than Rodgers? Right now?
Yeah, I think it's different. I think it's different because I think he could be better than him, but it doesn't mean that I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers lead this team out for the next six or
if it was Coach Cabali and GM Cabali, Omar Cabali, Mark Tomlin, that's you. And you got
and
to
take over right now.
And you got to make the call. Forget about this game. Let's pretend they were playing the Ravens right now. You got to make the call and both guys were healthy. Who do you think gives the Steelers a better chance to win?
I would just go with Aaron Rodgers. I think you play out the season with him. You put all your eggs in that basket for the season. You ride with him now.
Who do you think gives the Steelers a better chance to win?
I think it's very similar, but I haven't seen Aaron Rodgers play a meaningful down the stretch playoff games for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what's interesting to me. I mean, does he make a difference come January 10th in a home game against Buffalo in the playoffs? Does he make a difference? That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they brought him here, right? To see what it means. But I think those two games coming up after this one are going to be very interesting how they play out. And also, you know, how important he plays in those games if he's healthy enough to play in those games. So I want to see him and Allen go head-to-head and see what happens in that situation. Because you know the Steelers are going to have to score a lot of points in that
game.
Yeah.
I'll definitely buy that. Is that elite, still that elite arm, when I think it is still elite, Bob, I do, that you want.
Oh, it is.
That's why you brought him in, to try and win games like that.
Yeah, but who's he throwing it to, right?
That's the question. Cloudy today and a high of Mel Blount, 47, a low of Jordan Dangerfield, 37.
Ooh.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's 11:55. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Here's another smart call. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Bob and I are going to be talking about this incredible pirate story by Jeff Passan coming up at the top of the hour. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. We had an incident yesterday, Dr. Cabali, late in the show.
Uh-oh.
I did not know that the mic was on. I was...
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Were you cursing?
I honestly didn't know. And I get worn out sometimes by the end of the show, and I was tired, and that's why the sound emanates from me that it does when I yawn. And Crowley played this earlier today, and let me get this right, said it sounded like mini-me jumping off a curb.
It sounds fake.
Bob, what does that
sound like? You ever hear a baby hippo?
You know, what? I hear that a lot. What, in this
baby hippo, I think, sounds like that.
Baby call hippo, for its yeah. Mom.
Is that a baby hippo limits? Let me hear that again.
Sounds like a very painful sheep. That is, you know, painful jumped over sheep. Perhaps jumped over a fence and didn't stick the landing.
Yes.
That's not, you know what it sounds like now? Now I even think about it. One of those little goofy things that your kid gets and you blow into it. Goes,
a kazoo?
Yeah, a kazoo, right.
It's not a kazoo. It's those little round things.
I like the sheep that didn't stick the landing, Bob. What does it remind you of?
Here's the point.
It sounds like some animal in a microwave, and you just turned it on, and all of a sudden it just, I mean, I don't know
animal
how to describe
in a microwave,
it. Well,
Bob,
I mean,
what?
You're asking me for a description on like, if you, I don't know, what would you get stuck in a
I'm
fence?
I'm still going to mini me jumping off a curb.
Jumping off the curb or falling
off
the fence.
You have to admit, though, that is a higher pitched yelp than we've heard before. That took it to new levels. And Joe, you had to have known the mic was on.
I swear I didn't. There are times I've done it when I do know.
Piercing,
I swear I didn't.
It is
know.
Piercing enough that it goes through all these walls and you could hear it two doors down.
That's you, Bob.
That was us like mocking farm. Joe.
Sounds like a farm where none of the animals are being fed. Listen to Bob there. Listen.
I can't get that high up the way you got up high.
Big boy.
Aren't you burying the lead here?
They wonder why we won a Marconi.
Hey, shouldn't Bechtel shut your mic off? Isn't that his responsibility?
No, that's actually his responsibility.
Yeah. Not. You yes, turn your mic on and off before
no,
every segment.
Plus, there's a 7-second delay if you wanted to save me from that.
No, he didn't want to save
no,
you.
No, I didn't want to save you from that.
He knew the mic was on. This is where, good point, Mark.
Here's the full
the
interaction
in
here,
you.
Mark. All right, Aaron Rodgers' status still up in the air for Sunday.
At that point, you could have pushed that button.
Did you know you were on the air there?
Keep it on.
No.
Joe, did you know you were on the air there?
To decide my favorite comparison here. Anybody on the text line weighing in? And I can't decide. It's between mini-me jumping off a curb or, as Limits so eloquently put it, a sheep jumping a barbed-wired fence, and he didn't stick the landing.
Didn't stick the landing. No, yes.
What
sound is a sheep? A sheep wouldn't be that high, would they?
In that case, they might be, Bob.
Sounds like a goat, one texter says.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about that. Like I said, Mark, they wonder why we won a Marconi, huh? For stuff like this. You were great today. Bob, you agree?
Yes. Outstanding, Mark, as always.
Well, you know what? I like when Bob gets wound up, and he got wound up with George Pickens.
No, I'm not wound up. I'm just trying to say that I haven't changed my position.
You were wound up, Bob.
I thought
and
my
it was
position
good.
Was from very – it just made sense to me all along, and it may not make sense to a lot of people, and that's fine. That's why we have these discussions.
I thought you were wound up, and it was good. It was great.
Plus the general was on?
The general. You got to meet Cabali. I saw the T.J. Watt card.
And I bet you that, you know what, if you had to guess over and under how much money that card, I haven't even looked at it, but if it is what you described, I'm going to say $1,000.
That's a good under right there. The story goes, Mark Cabali, we forgot about the general. So Cabali and the general got to meet. Turns out T.J. Watt, after yet another playoff loss, turned to Gabali and said, do you want this card for your kid? It was a card. T.J. Watt had a card in his locker, and now Gabali's going to get it appraised by the general. And, Bob, I think that's going to be a lifelong friendship once Gabali walks in there.
Absolutely, I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
How did McAfee like his trip to Pittsburgh?
Oh, how can't you love it? Absolutely loved it. I think he, well.
Did you guys watch that guy?
I think he liked trolling some of the Pitt fans.
Oh, yeah, he also trolled that kicker who tried Max. He tried to kick
I was just going
to
say.
He beat him up, and as soon as he yanked it, you suck.
What a horrible kick, Bob.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up my big head.
That guy crumbled.
Yeah, we saw your big head.
Really?
There was a Kabali head in the crowd, yes.
On game day?
On game day, yeah.
Oh, my God. When that kid was kicking?
No, on the other side, where in front of the stage.
That's big for you,
huh? When they were talking.
Yeah.
My floating head was up there.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, Mark. All right, Jeff. Kaboom.
All right, Bob. We'll see you guys.
See ya. Take
care. See you, buddy. What a man he is, huh, Bob?
Always fun.
You guys were going at it there over George Pickens.
It wasn't going at it.
It was good.
It's not. It's just all it is an opinion.
But it's good. It makes for good radio, Bob.
Well,
I know you're reluctant when it comes to confrontation, but when you want to dig in, you stand your ground and you go after people, and I respect that.
I didn't go after him. I was just making my point.
Limitsy went after him.
I didn't go after him.
Yeah, I think you guys went after each other. Well,
can you play Dom saying I didn't? What did he say about Bob? I didn't insult Bob.
I don't know.
I miss him.
I didn't insult Bob. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. Have you and Dom made up, Bob?
I never had anything to make up with him. I was fine with him every time he sat in that booth.
I love that.
I come in, I shake his hand, we go to work. You know, I don't. Whatever people say, they say. I don't control that, and I don't want to react to it.
Hey, I met one of his teachers from Shaler, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where he's from?
Yes.
Who said he was the quiet? Oh, here's the story. I think it was with Batko playing basketball. One of the teachers is from Shaler, said, I had intern Dom in my classes, and he was as quiet as a church mouse.
I find that hard to believe.
Sat in the corner. One of the first times he perked up was because he did a book report on Bob.
What?
Or
what?
An interview, not a book report. Do you remember that, Bob?
I remember him talking to me, but when you said book report, you threw me off.
That was the improper phrasing. Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he impress you as someone who was going to go far in this business?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, he asked a lot of good
questions. No, you didn't?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I thought he was going to be somebody who was going to make it big on ESPN or Fox Sports Network, whatever.
I think he's good. I think he's really good, and I'm looking forward to his return.
I talked to Dom last night. I'm looking forward to it, too.
I'd like to see the report. Can you text him and text?
You think he still has that?
I'll text him during the brief. Of course he does. This guy said that that guy lit up like Malzi at a craft beer house. That was Dom finally coming out of his shell, which is a roundabout way of saying, Bob, you turned him into what he is.
I didn't insult Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to text him right now and have him send us his book report, Bob.
Okay.
All right.
I hope he got an A on it.
I'm sure he did. Okay. Coming up, this fantastical.
Oh, can I mention one thing? Right now, intern Dom and Callis are having a Twitter feud back and forth.
There you go. So we know he's around at least.
What is it about?
Well, it all started off with Callis saying, as I go back into all these messages, there's like seven different threads of what's going on here. He said, I'm 60-40 that the Pirates will be able to sign Kyle Schwarber, is what Callis
said. Who said that? Callis
did. That's what Callis said. To which Dom said, first time as a Pirates fan. To which Callis said, Dom used AI to generate this response because he couldn't think of anything clever enough on his own. To which Dom says, maybe you should use AI to learn how to properly pronounce Jeff Passan's name. To which Callis says, who uses periods to punctuate tweets, LOL. To what Dom said, anyone trying to be somewhat professional. To what Callis said, cool, let's try to graduate from being a student first before we try calling ourselves a professional.
Wow.
Silly little guy.
Silly little guy, Bob.
Oh, silly little guy.
Those are words that will generate a response from Dom without a doubt. I'd be
silly
anxious to
little
see the
guy.
Next tweet.
They've got it
so,
cooking.
Dom responded with, and according to you, I'll be graduating from NC State. And he put the screenshot of when Callis got none of those college logos right, and he called the NC State logo Syracuse.
Then that's a winner, Bob. I was going to declare Callis the winner, and in comes intern Dom off the top rope like Benzie
to
at the
it.
Tomlin
I
News
mean,
Conference.
Because he has evidence.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.